Blog Talk Radio.
NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight.
Welcome back to another edition of the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. I'm your show host, Bo Marchant. Today we're joined by two-time Big East tight end, the only two-time Big East tight end by the Pitt Panther. That's none other than Nate Bynum. Nate, how you doing today?
Doing well, Bo. How about you?
Oh, I'm great. Obviously, we're getting closer and closer to the NFL Draft, and that always gets me excited. For you, I mean, a great career at Pitt, a lot of success with the team. And obviously the accolades came after East-West Shrine Game. I think the most prestigious invite a college guy could get, you go to the scouting combine in Indianapolis. When you got to Pitt, Nate, I mean, did you think all these accomplishments and accolades were going to fall your way?
I wasn't sure if they were going to be coming my way, but that was definitely my goal. When I came to University of Pittsburgh, my goal was to make it a winning program and to do well as a team. And my personal goals were to be able to get the Big East honors that I received and then make it to the next level.
And for you, I mean, obviously a lot of success at the position, and I think it's unique that both you and Doran Dickerson, kind of the H-back slash tight end, you both were both invited to the scouting combine, both earned All-Star Game, East-West Shrine and Senior Bowl for Doran. That's pretty amazing, both of you guys coming out of there. What was it like, playing in a system with such, a talented teammate like that?
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely a great accomplishment by both of us because we've known each other since high school, and it's been both our goals, to make that team a winning team and both try to make it to the next level. And it just so happened we end up being at the same position by the end of our career, and we both excelled at it. And it's a great accomplishment, and we're both happy to be there.
Excellent. And Nate Bynum once again here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. Nate, for you, I mean, was there anybody at Pitt that kind of helped, kind of get your game to where, it's at today? I mean, a coach or a former player?
Yeah, we had my tight end coach, Coach Angelico. He's a great coach. He's a real stickler. He's really anal about everything he teaches, but it really helps you and it really gets you to be a perfectionist, and it helps a lot. And then there's always Coach Wong that he's a great influence on all of us, and he helps us become men and become football players.
Nice. And you got to go to the East-West Shrine Game. I think that gave you your first taste of kind of the individual part of it, no more Pitt Panther. It's kind of about Nate Bynum right now, taking it to the next level. I mean, during that experience at the East-West Shrine Game, what was it like kind of, getting pulled and, taken over to the side almost probably every 10 minutes by NFL teams and scouts?
It was very interesting. I mean, it's a whole new experience that I've obviously never experienced prior to this. And it was fun, I mean, it was eye-opening because that's your first taste of it. But it was really enjoyable. It was fun. At the same time, we were hitting people and playing football, but I knew my future was on the line. It was nice to get out there and hit some people, then sit down and talk to them and get them to know my personality as well.
And when you're talking with those teams, even at the scouting combine, I mean, what do they kind of like about your game, and what are some of the things that, they weren't sure about when it came to, what you did on the field?
I think the thing that really stands out about me is, I really love to hit people, and they really love that. A lot of people are looking for those old-school tight ends who like to get gritty and just punch somebody in the mouth, and I just like to get in there. I like to block. I like to try to bloody some noses. So that's definitely my stand-up quality that everyone really loves, and it really stands out about me that a lot of the other players don't have. The issue for me that most people look at that could be an issue is my passing game, but to me that really isn't a negative. It's just I'm overshadowed by Doran Dickerson. I mean, he's an All-American H-back, so that kind of overshadowed me a little bit, so I had to use the combine and my pro day and other things like that to show that I can catch and run routes, and I think I did that as well.
That's a great point you bring up. I mean, playing in the system that you were at Pitt, I mean, sharing time with Doran, you not being able to go maybe out for more routes, when guys are breaking down game film of Nate Bynum, I mean, is that something that they're not going to see, just the opportunity I mean, or is there something else that you might not have been able to do just because of the offensive system that you were in?
No, I really don't think so. I mean, I think I'm a pretty well-balanced player who can kind of do it all. I mean, I'm not the guy who's going to run a 40-yard vertical route on you, but I know how to run. I run routes well, and I catch the ball with my hands, and I make plays when they're needed, and when I'm called on, I make the play. So, personally, I think it's more our system and how it's set up, and my counterpart, Doran Dickerson, that will held me back a little bit in the passing game.
Okay.
But I wouldn't see that as a negative either, though. I mean, we just complement each other very well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you guys were very successful. You know, like I said, this past season was a great year. I know we've had Bill Stahl, we've had Doran on the show, several others from the Pitt Panthers, and you know, it's fun hearing you guys talk about this past year. I mean, I know like Turnip Blue Day or whatever. I know that's usually, I think, Turnip Black Day. I mean, you guys really had the you know, inspiration and spirit of the Steel City. Talk a little bit about that as well. I mean, what was it like knowing that the city was behind you when it's such a Steeler town?
It's a great feeling. You know, the last 2 years we've gradually built up more fans and more fans to come to the games, and this year it was just outstanding. I mean, I've never seen that many people at the stadium, and they said, I believe it was our Notre Dame game this year, it might have been the Cincinnati one or two, they said it's the most people they've ever had at Heinz Field, Steelers or Pitt game. So I mean, that was a great feeling. It's just nice to know that we build up our fan base and have more people coming out to watch us play, and it's going to carry on that tradition after we're gone.
Yeah, and that Cincinnati loss, Nate, I mean, how long does it take to get over a loss like that?
Never. that loss really hurt. That loss is still dear to me. Actually, it was where I train at for football, or where I train for the qualifying, my roommate was actually Tony Pike. We always joked around about it and messed around, but I was still bitter about it.
You know what? I mean, you were on the field. I mean, you were part of the game. It really seemed like you guys, you know, I mean, you guys were in control. It looked like it was going to be a blowout, and then Gilliard returns that kickoff. I mean, it seems like the momentum swung after that. I mean, do you feel the same, or did you think there was a different kind of point where that momentum started to shift?
No, I thought it was more of, I think we won offense, and we won the defense. We just lost special teams, you know, and you gotta be successful in all three phases. And our special teams as a whole just didn't show up that day. I mean, we had the missed hold, two kickoff returns, the bad punt, and I mean, that really hurt us. Offensively, I think we did real well. I mean, we scored 45 points or whatever it was, and lost the game. And defensively, our defense did a good job containing an offense that can just easily go out and explode out on you. And I mean, a couple of the scores were set up in bad position from special teams, and one of the touchdowns was a special team touchdown. So,
yeah, it was a great game nonetheless. But obviously, you know, being from the area, obviously had a soft spot to see you guys, you know, win that game. Nate Bynum here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show, powered by All Access Football here on the Fantasy Sports Channel. Nate, in terms of your training for your pro day, and you know, what was the main focus? I mean, were you looking to improve on speed, your strength? I mean, what was the main concern when you were kind of, you know, working out?
My main focus was probably getting my speed and strength, because I need to show some people that I can run, and I did that on my pro day because I don't want people thinking I'm just an inline guy. I think I can excel real well in the intermediate to short game. Like I said before, I'm not the guy who's going to stretch the field. I'm 270 pounds, so I mean, I know my role.
Yeah.
And I worked on my strength as well. I want to be able to put up a decent number of reps, especially being more of a guy who hits people. And I had shoulder surgery last January, so I had to get my shoulder ready and show them that I could excel in the bench press as well.
Yeah. You know, and for you, I mean, you're known for that physical blocking nature. Do you think that kind of, you're so good at that people just lose focus that you could be good at anything else? Because, you know, usually there's that motto, you know, you're either a pass catching tight end or you're a, you know, you're the staying on the line type tight end. I mean, very few can do both, but when you're so good at one or the other, you think it kind of blinds that, you know, hey, you know, I can do other things?
Yeah, to an extent. I mean, I really do think that my blocking defines me as a player. That's what really stands out to people. But when I do get the ball, I make plays with it, and I've always done that. And you might have to go back to a few years into my junior or sophomore year when I got a lot more passes because our offense has switched, our whole offensive strategy has switched. So this year I became more of a just inline blocker, but the years prior I did trust the field, I did go downfield more, and I got a lot more passes. So my blocking definitely defines me as a player, and that's what people see me as, but I can't excel on both sides.
Yeah, and I mean, at the next level, I mean, if we put Nate Bynum in an NFL uniform right now, who are you going to remind us the most that plays on Sundays?
Oh, that's a good question. I'd like to say someone like Keith Miller from the Steelers, because I'm a hometown guy from Pittsburgh, and I've always kind of followed them, and he's the kind of guy who isn't afraid to put his nose in there and block and fight with those DNs and linebackers, but he can also make plays with the ball as well.
Excellent. You know, and that's an interesting point. I mean, you know, the Steelers and you guys obviously share the same stadium and whatnot. Do you guys ever get any interaction with those guys?
There's a slight bit of interaction every once in a while when we're coming off the practice field and they're coming on, or vice versa. Or we share the same cafeteria as well, so sometimes they'll be coming out of the cafeteria when we are. So there's a little bit of interaction, not much, just a hi, how you doing type thing. But they're good guys, and they respect us, and we obviously respect them very much.
Excellent. And Dave wants that. I mean, I think he's done a terrific job, I mean, kind of putting Pitt Panther football back on the map. I mean, to you, what has he meant to you, and what do you think he means to the Pitt program?
I think he means the world to the Pitt Panthers, the Pitt program, and all the players and the players that he's had. I mean, he's just done so much for our program. I mean, he took us from being a 5-7 program to 9-3 and 10-3, and we're just building to get better. You know, we went 10-3 this year, and we were pissed about it. We were not happy about being 10-3, and a few years ago, 10-3 would have been like the best thing ever. We would have been so happy about it. So I think Coach Watts has done a phenomenal job. He's only going to keep getting better.
Yeah, you know, that's a great feeling. I mean, you know, when you want to succeed and you're better than what you are, I always kind of think about the Olympics when you see, you know, the people that might not have deserved the silver medal are excited, and the people that the people who wanted gold don't even care about getting the silver because they wanted the ultimate prize. And I think that's where you guys are—that's where you guys are at, and definitely. And all the talent. I mean, Jonathan Baldwin, Deion Lewis. I mean, a sophomore and freshman last year. I mean, the recruiting's off the charts. I mean, talk a little bit about those guys and what you think the future holds for them.
Yeah, Coach Wonsat's recruiting is amazing. I mean, I don't think there's too many guys who can recruit like him. We have a lot of great players, and they just keep pouring in. And I mean, I think we saw that this year with the emergence of like Deion Lewis, and then we got Ray Graham behind him, who's a great player, and then we have Jonathan Baldwin, who I think is probably going to be one of the best wide receivers in football next year. I think it's going to be him and Mike Floyd are going to be the top two receivers in college football. And I think he just does an amazing job recruiting, and we get a lot of hometown guys from the Pittsburgh and Pennsylvania area to come over, and they like what we're doing with the program, and they stay here, stay around home, and I mean, we've been winning games.
Oh yeah, it is. It was fun. It's fun to watch, and like you said, yeah. I mean, a lot of you guys are so close to the Pittsburgh area that it's nice to see that you guys are staying in house and building this program from you know, to what it's become. Nate, I mean, obviously your pro day, you know, that was your last, you know, kind of team activity. What was it like, you know, being with your teammates, you know, kind of one last time, you know, doing your drills? I mean, did you guys discuss that at all?
We didn't really discuss it, but we all knew. And I mean, it was a nice feeling because many of us were separated during the training process. We all trained in different places and weren't really around each other for about a month and a half, 2 months, and that's the longest we've been apart in the last 4 to 5 years. So just being reunited with those guys and getting to do like a team activity again with them, just doing our warm-up together, it was just a nice feeling. to just be with them again for one last time, knowing that we were going into like a battle one last time, because right now we're battling for a job.
Nice.
It's a little different than a game, but it's nice being there with those guys and having the comfort and the trust of having your best friends right beside you. It was nice.
Oh, definitely. Once again, Nate Bynum here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. He was 2009 Big East second team for the Pittsburgh Panthers. He was also the only tight end in Pittsburgh Panthers history to be named All Big East tight end twice. Nate, I mean, at the next level, you've East-West Shrine Game, scouting combine, pro day. I mean, NFL teams. Is there any visits or anything that you can mention?
I really don't have any visits set up right now.
Okay.
I wish I did. I mean, I wish I had some more. But I talked to a lot of teams. I sat down with some guys after pro day, had a couple meetings, but none that I plan on doing. Unless someone gets a hold of me in the next week or so.
Okay. And what's that like, I mean, sitting down with NFL teams? I mean, do you kind of have to, like, sit back and just pinch yourself for a second to realize what you're actually doing?
Yeah, I mean, it's really exciting. I mean, I went over to the Steelers facility a few weeks ago and sat down and just talked to the coaches, just had, like, a brief interview and do just the normal questionnaires that they usually ask. And just being in, like, Coach Tomlin's office, it was like you said, I kind of pinch myself. I mean, I've been a Steelers fan since I could watch football, you know. And just being in that office, knowing that there could be some kind of opportunity that I could play for them or play against them, it was pretty surreal feeling. It made me pretty excited.
Yeah, you never know. I mean, you could be backing up Heath Miller next season. I mean, have you gone that far in kind of daydreaming about things?
There's always daydreams, but I'm not really caught up about that. I mean, I just want to hit somebody. You know, I want to get out there and I want to play football, and I'll do it wherever I get sent. So, I'm going to be happy, just as happy, if I get picked up by the Oakland Raiders completely across the country on the other side of the country. You know,
nice.
I just want to be able to play football.
You know, and Nate, I mean, you could feel the intensity through the phone. I mean, it seems like you just want to go crack somebody right now. I mean,
especially talking about football.
I mean, feeling that energy, I mean, and hitting somebody, was there any desire to ever swap sides and go on the defensive side of things?
Yeah, I mean, I love defense. I think it was like 3 years in a row I was all region linebacker. I didn't play tight end until my junior year. I was starting at linebacker for my varsity team in high school ever since like ninth grade, so that's maybe where my aggressiveness comes from. The linebacker in me,
nice.
Running around just wanting to tackle people.
Excellent. Well, Nate, we appreciate you coming on. Before we let you guys go, we always like to have some fun with you guys. We call it three downs and outs, and they're just three simple questions, kind of goofy on the lighter side of nature. You ready to take a shot with those?
Yeah, sounds great.
If Nate Bynum can take out any female celebrity to dinner, who would you like to take out to dinner?
Where's my maximum at? The new girl, Alice Eve. She's out of my league.
Okay.
She's beautiful.
Yeah. So you know, you're the first one to named her, so.
Good, then I got first dibs, man.
You got first dibs, yep. That'll be the new rule. You got first dibs. Second down for you, Nate, is if you were on America's Got Talent and you couldn't showcase your great football skills, what other talent could you showcase?
Oh, my goodness. I'd be screwed, I think. I can't sing. I can't dance. I don't really have any hidden talents.
Right. Well, you know what?
I wish I had something to say, but I think I'd be the first one eliminated.
Okay. You know what? I'll switch it up for you then. If you could be the lead singer of a boy band or a male runway model, which one would you prefer?
I have to be a model. Because I cannot sing, I cannot dance. Like I said, I would be screwed.
Nice.
But
that's excellent. And the final question, Nate, before we let you go today, is if you could be the face of any product and endorse anything you wanted, what would you like to take a shot at?
Hopefully Madden. I'd love to be on the Madden, or maybe college football cover next year since I'm going. That'd be fun.
Cool. Is that something you can play out?
Far-fetched as a tight end.
Nah, that would be kind of nice. You're not worried about the curses that they talk about?
No, I don't really read too much into that kind of stuff.
Nice. And I mean, is that a game you guys play, or you play a lot, the college or the Madden?
Oh yeah, we play a lot. When the college comes out, we play college for about 2 or 3 months straight, and then we pick up Madden, and then we get into our Madden fix. Right now, we're on a big like FIFA fix. We get into NHL fixes. Pretty much any kind of sports game that comes out, we all get really competitive about.
All right. So the Pittsburgh Panthers faithful who are listening out there, now be honest with us, Nate. I mean, who's usually the guy who cleans house when it comes to the video games?
I like to think I do in the college football game. NCAA, I usually take name, and I'm in the hockey. But we have a lot of other players, like Gustin Stakis is usually real well-rounded in his abilities to play all our games.
So we'll end it on this. If there's one guy that you would want to play your college football on your PlayStation or Xbox, who are you going to want to play that's a teammate?
On my team?
Yeah,
or
I mean,
in
yeah. In college football, if you and one of your teammates were playing, you're about to sit down right now and play Madden or college football, who do you want to play against? That's real, I mean, you know, actually play against, you know, person-wise.
That's a good question. Maybe someone like Sergio Kendall or something like that. Cause they're like a real good DN that I could match up against on the field too, and I never got to play, so that'd be fun.
Nice, very nice. Well, hey Nate, it was a pleasure to watch you at Pitt. You had a great career, and obviously the physical, mental makeup and the sound game is there to take it to the next level, and we appreciate you, you know, sharing some time with us on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show.
All right, thanks, I appreciate it.
No problem at all. That's Nate Bynum, the two-time Big East tight end from the Pitt Panthers. He was also the 2009 second-team Big East tight end. Joining us here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show, Nate was an East-West Shrinee invitee and also invited to the Scouting Combine. He is a player to keep your eye on, very physical, and love talking with him. You could feel that passion just, you know, oozing out through the phone lines, through the internet, and to your ears. That's Nate Bynum, the former Pitt Panther who's about to make his way towards the NFL. And, folks, we're closing in. The draft is, you know, I think, what, April 1st is a few days away, and then, you know, April 22nd, New York City, Radio City Music Hall.